This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president will deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
With his nation caught in a fight for its very survival, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress Wednesday morning, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's strong bipartisan support for Ukraine, for the leadership and the bravery of President Zelensky, and we'll all look forward to watching his speech.
Congress recently approved $13.6 billion in emergency military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, but Russian forces continue to bombard Kiev and other major cities. Though Zelensky address will be live streamed to the public. Mike Gross.
Russia's offensive in Ukraine has edged closer to central Kyiv with a series of strikes hitting a residential neighborhood as the leaders of three European Union member nations planned a visit to Ukraine's embattled capital. Shortly before dawn Tuesday, large explosions thundered across Kyiv from what Ukrainian authorities said was artillery strikes. At a news conference, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that Russian President Vladimir Putin needs to show good faith in the talks with Ukraine.
What we're really looking for is evidence of that. And we're not seeing any evidence at this point that President Putin is doing anything to stop the onslaught.
The leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia are traveling to Ukraine's capital on a European mission to show support for the country. China on Tuesday denied reports that Beijing has expressed willingness to provide military assistance to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine and once again accused the U.S. of spreading disinformation. The comments came after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and senior Chinese Foreign Policy Advisor Yang Yiqi met in Rome on Monday. This is VOA News. India is bracing for a disruption in Russian arms supplies following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's tightrope walk between Moscow and Washington could become more difficult due to border standoffs with China. Up to 60% of Indian defense equipment comes from Russia. Modi has so far avoided voting against Russia at the United Nations or criticizing the president for invading Ukraine. Beijing could pressure Moscow to downgrade its ties with India. U.S. President Joe Biden has publicly spoken about unresolved differences with India over the Ukraine issue, but he is building ties with New Delhi under the Indo-Pacific Security Alliance, known as the Quad, that also includes Japan and Australia. Iran has reportedly suspended talks with Saudi Arabia in the wake of mass executions, AP correspondent Walter Radcliffe.
Iranian state-linked media reports that country has decided to suspend talks aimed at defusing tensions with regional rival Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia reportedly put to death 81 people, a group that activists believe included over three dozen Shiites. Iran is the largest Shiite Muslim country in the world. Saudi Arabia's Shiites have long complained of being treated as second-class citizens. Saudi Arabia's executions of Shiites have stirred regional unrest in the past. I'm Walter Radcliffe.
And China has reported more than doubling of new COVID-19 cases as it faces by far its biggest outbreak since the early days of the pandemic. The National Health Commission said Tuesday that 3,507 new locally spread cases had been identified in the latest 24-hour period. That's up from 1,337 a day earlier. A fast-spreading variant known as Stealth Omicron is testing China's zero-tolerance strategy, which has largely kept the virus at bay after a deadly initial outbreak in early 2020. Most of the new cases were in northeast China's Jilin province, where 2,601 were reported. Smaller outbreaks have broken out around the country. The United Nations chief warned Monday that Russia's war in Ukraine is holding a sword of Damocles over the global economy, especially poor developing countries that face skyrocketing food, fuel, and fertilizer prices and are now seeing their breadbasket being bombed. The Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters that Russia and Ukraine represent more than half of the world's supply of sunflower oil and about 30% of the world's wheat, and that the grain prices have already exceeded those at the start of the Arab Spring and the food riots of 2007 and 2008. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.